power of the Word of God comes to us today from the Gospel of Matthew, St. Mark. And he speaks to us of a moment in time when the apostles who had been sent out two by two to minister to the people and to witness to the kingdom of God being present in their lives, in all the wondrous things that had actually happened, because Jesus had given them the power to heal and the power to even bring people free of all kinds of evil. And so they are coming back to him, and we catch the gospel at that moment when they're coming to tell Jesus. Now you can imagine, they are excited, and they've got an army of people following them because they've been so touched by God's love. So as we entered the church today, and we began to seal our relationship with Jesus Christ, and we signed ourselves with the sign of the cross, renewing our own baptism, it's that relationship that we enter into in this cathedral, gathered together as God's people in a very special way. And we bring into this church all the stuff that's happened this week. All the stuff that's happened this week. I had a flight from South Bend to Detroit on my way back from a meeting with bishops of Catholic schools. And as God would have it, I went into the plane and sat in my seat and discovered there was no place to put my bag at all. This was the first seat. And so having that happen, I asked the stewardess, well, can we do anything? And she said, yeah, I'll ask somebody to move. And so she did. She asked somebody to move. And I went back to the very back of the plane. And sitting next to me was a gentleman that was 6'4", 350 pounds. So I sat down on my half a seat. And I said, Lord, this is going to be fun. Well, it turns out that the people across from me were Catholic from Diocese of Biloxi on their way to a vacation. The guy sitting next to me was going to Alaska to see his brother. The people behind me had just celebrated their wedding here in the area and were going to celebrate their wedding. And so to be a bishop in the back of the plane with half a seat was what the Lord called me to. And to allow the Lord to work in that moment and to share his love in that moment. Now, each of us have things that have happened this week, all of us. And each of us have had those things that have taken place. Some have been funny, like that. We chose to make them funny. Some of us have had things that weren't so funny that happened. Some have had really serious difficulties. Some have had all kinds of stuff happening. Some have watched blue angels flying through. What a wonderful gift to see what we can do with God's love. And so, we bring all that to this church. It all comes in with us. That's what the apostles brought to Jesus. They brought all of what they had in their hearts. You bring the love of your husband and wife, your son or daughter, whether living or deceased, you bring their love to this Eucharist. You bring all that's happened at work, all that's happened at school, all that's happened on vacation, whatever it is, you bring it to this place. And the invitation is for us to lay it on the altar with our gifts and let them rise to heaven. Let the love of God that we have in our hearts rise with the gifts to God's love in heaven. That's the power of this Eucharist as we celebrate his love. And the same power that he gave to the apostles is our power. It really is. As we love, we bring people to life. As we share the kingdom of God, we bring people to salvation. As we witness to him present in our lives, we share Jesus present in our midst. Eight of you will receive the ministry of acolyte. That ministry is to the altar of God. To the altar of God. You are servants of the altar of God from this day forward. And as servants of the altar of God, the Eucharist becomes the center of your lives. Jesus present in the Eucharist. And as you serve the altar, and we together lift up the body and blood of Christ for the whole world, we help bring salvation to the world. It is a ministry that you are called to. It is a ministry that you are invited to participate in. And all of us, gathered as the people of God, share in that ministry. So as we approach the altar and receive his body and blood, we bring all that is us to the Lord. All the goodness he's blessed us with, all the love he's blessed us with, all the wonderful moments of ministry and the moments of sharing his love, even in difficult moments. And we say amen to it. Yes, let it be so, that the kingdom of God be born in my life, that the kingdom of God be born in your life, that the kingdom of God be born in the lives of your husband and wife and children and family and grandchildren and the world. Let's pray for these men during this Eucharist that as they approach ordination to the permanent diaconate, that their hearts may be open to the love of God in ministry, especially as his acolytes in the church.